These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news items from January 9th, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. The Elgin Patriots Fund is nearing hearing from the city's wealthier residents, saying, "How much can I give?" That's the word from campaign manager A.M. Price. Price will be joined by Israel Hatch and Charles C. Elliott of the Elgin National Watch staff as they are in offices of the campaign and join in contacting all businesses in the community to secure a pledge. Many of the well-to-do members of the community are, as they say, straining a point to be liberal, feeling that they will not have done their bit unless it involves real sacrifice. Expectations are the low-wage earners would consider a 1% donation of their income. If it's less than $2,000, those with incomes more than $2,000 are expected to do much more. St. Charles manufacturers and city officials are grimly setting their jaws in search of a firebug. A fire at the Stewart Mills was followed by a similar incident at the Fred E. Glenn Foundry. Work at both of the manufacturing plants are related to the government and war effort. Both the fires are considered to be of incendiary nature. Suggestions are the community harbors a German fanatic, if not an agent of the German government. Suggestions in the community are that the arsonist chose the height of the blizzard to set in the entire area ablaze. Elgin banks are doing well, despite the heightening war effort. Three of the city's national banks reported gains in their deposits and cash reserves. These increases come despite a considerable withdrawal of funds for support of the second Liberty Loan effort and the purchase of war bonds. John Chikakopoulos, a Greek immigrant who has operated the Elgin Fruit and Candy Company in the community for the past 12 years, took out his first papers for citizenship in 1911. He now has to wait another 5 years for consideration. Several years ago, he began a similar business venture in Moose Jaw, Canada. He hoped to set up the venture with a manager and then return to Elgin. But each time he made his return to the city of Elgin, it was after the court session closed. And last January, his petition for citizenship was dismissed. His attempt to revive the petition today was denied, and he'd have to refile his papers and again wait the 5 years for consideration. Women in Elgin are stepping up to various roles vacated by local males. One woman had voiced her choice of studying undertaking. Two others planned to train for carpentry. Four would seek to be trained as aviators. The greatest number, 146, sought to become nurses. These were the stories that made news in Elgin 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum for more at 360 Park Street, Elgin.